Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hey everyone, it's Stassi. I'm here with Straight Up with Stassi. I have a super exciting guest right now. I was just helping him, actually not helping, just approving of his outfit choice for the VMAs tonight.
How'd I do?
Amazing. Wait, Nick, I never know how to say your last name.
No one really does. It's just Vial. So, like this V-I and then emphasis on the all.
Vial. Nick Vial from Bachelorette Squared. 2 seasons. But yeah, ladies, his outfit, soups on point. There's like a navy jacket with some gray plaid pants, some brown shoes with a baby pink shirt. He's going to look good tonight.
Pocket squared up.
I'm impressed. So what's going on? So you are living in Chicago.
Yeah, I live in Chicago.
Do you like go back and forth? Like, are you bi-coastal or are you...
I've been doing a bit of traveling lately with some extracurricular activities I have going on. I was in Miami last week.
Like you're stripping stuff.
Yeah.
So like you're traveling, you know, Spearmint Rhino, like.
Yeah, Spearmint Rhino, it's great. I haven't been to Vegas yet.
Next stop. Yeah.
I'll be in Vegas in September.
So that'll be
adult
fun.
Adult entertainment.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else is there?
But tasteful.
Taste, of course.
Yes.
Of course. Hang out.
I want to be artistic at the same time entertaining.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you can dance.
Well.
So I would imagine, okay, as a man dating in Chicago, after being on The Bachelorette twice, it's either the best or the worst in terms of dating now.
I think it's neither.
Really? And if I'm looking at my computer, it's only because I have notes. I'm ignoring you.
No, it's fine. Yeah, it's like, can you get off your phone? We're doing an interview.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Not to get all like deep, but it's whatever you make it to be, right? You know, I think you being in, like, you can relate, you know, being on reality TV.
No,
because
I have resting bitch face,
I don't get caught up in it, right? Like, people come up to me, ask me questions. You know, as far as dating, like, I'm fangirls are fine, but I'm not interested in dating said girls.
Fangirls, yes.
I just find that the girls that I'm interested in aren't the ones who approach me and ask to take a picture and ask me how cool is Chris Harrison.
I think that's pretty standard with anyone that's on a television show. I'm just wondering if when you do find girls that you're interested in, does it make it harder for you?
Not necessarily. I mean, again, like, you know, I dated a girl briefly. Who I was kind of into before I went back on the show the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, great girl. I was pretty into her, but she, we went out a few times but she couldn't really just get over it that I did this thing previously.
Yes.
You know, I'm an open, like I recognize the fact that I've done this experience, this
twice,
this now twice. I don't pretend that it's not extraordinary and a little crazy and hard for anyone who hasn't done it to comprehend.
Yes.
So if I'm like dating someone and I'm on a date and I'm interested in them, like I'm an open book. So I'm like, I don't want to keep talking about it. I don't want it to be like an ongoing discussion, but certainly I feel like I owe it.
You
to
have
that
to
person
explain
to be like,
yourself.
Hey, like,
and explain
like,
the situation.
I'll answer those questions and explain the situation as much as I can to someone who hasn't done it. And like, I have nothing to hide about it. Like, I'm not ashamed of my time on there. Like, I wouldn't do anything differently.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
That's a question everybody always asks people on reality TV. Would you do anything differently?
I mean, like, hindsight's 20/20. I mean, you could go back and like kind of critique it, but overall, like, I do take pride in the fact that I was myself. Now, it didn't always work out well for me at the time, but I still was honest and genuine, and I said how I feel, and I did what I felt, and so, you know, I'm okay with that, right? And I know that, like, I've never gone about my life worrying about getting everyone to like me, right? I'm okay with being myself and having some people appreciate that and some people not, and that's totally okay with me.
When's your birthday? I hate when people ask that. I can't
September
28th. I don't know what that means. You know, what is that, a Libra or something?
It is a Libra. I have no idea.
I have no idea what that means. I was just wondering. It's like the most basic bitch question you could ask somebody, but I was just curious.
I like it, like you immediately called yourself out for being basic.
Because like I'm so embarrassed that I asked that, but I just like have to do it. What's your sign?
So yeah, I mean, so I'm just kind of put it out there, and at that point, I hope that we've addressed it and we can move forward, you know, because I don't talk about it if I don't have to. Like, it was a part of my life, right?
Yeah.
For better or worse, it was a big part of the past, you know, 2 years of my life.
Yeah.
And so I've met a lot of great people and made a lot of great friends, and my life is now different, right? So
of course
I want to be able to talk about it in the context in which it makes sense to talk about it, where someone's like, oh my God, you're talking about the show again. It's just like, well, like, I'm sorry. My friend, the producer, just called me and like, we're talking about something. So it's something I did. And so
yeah.
I've always been attracted to very confident women. I've always been attracted to like, to people who aren't intimidated by really anything. And so, you know, I don't suspect that really would be a problem with me, like I said, because in the long run, I think someone I'm attracted to will not be in any way intimidated by it. It won't bother them. It'll be something. They'll probably have done crazy things too, right?
Of course. And I deal with that because I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, so I deal with that with him, because he's so not into reality TV. Mm-hmm. And he's way private. And so that has been a struggle with me dating. But I also don't want to date anyone, like, God forbid, if we ever broke up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to date someone who would be super into the fact that I am on a reality show.
Yeah, I don't like, I mean, I don't want someone to be enamored by the fact that I did it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I want, I mean, if I did it, and that's fine.
Exactly.
Like, hey, you know, it's nothing wrong with, like, if your boyfriend's proud of the fact that you're, like, you're doing this really cool thing, that's great, right? But as opposed to, like, I mean, like, if they cut you off the show, we're done. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I mean, yeah, I'm not, like I said, like, anyone who's, like, fangirls, like, you just kind of get crossed off the list.
Fangirls, listen, if you're following him on Twitter and Instagram, you probably don't have a shot.
I mean,
just warning all you guys.
Like,
I'm kidding.
That's okay. Like, you don't have to.
No. I want to get you as many followers as I possibly can.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Because I want you to be on, you should be on the next Bachelorette. Wait, you should be the next Bachelor.
Well, Ben's the next Bachelor.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm good. I'm okay with it.
I liked Ben.
I wrote a little article about it. I think he'll be great.
You did?
It's up to Ben to... listen, I think when they decided about The Bachelor, right? I think, you know, there are a lot of discussions between having me or Ben be The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm, like, surprising anyone by saying, had they gone with me, would not be a traditional choice from...
But Caitlin wasn't a traditional choice.
Correct, right? And Caitlin was very entertaining, right? And so Ben is probably a little bit more traditional. And I think, you know, Ben and I actually had breakfast the morning that he was announced. And I'm like, listen, people have said, oh, maybe he might be boring or whatever. But like, Ben has some edge to him, right? He's younger, right? I think it wasn't until I was 29 that I was like really comfortable with myself.
How old is he?
He's 26.
See, that I think maybe that's why I'm not, like, because I enjoyed watching Ben, and I like what I've seen.
Yeah, he's
of
a super
Ben.
Nice guy, right?
He seems very
handsome.
Nice.
He's super
very
sweet,
attractive. But 26 is, oh my God, that's a year younger than me. Like, I would never date anyone. Yeah, like, you're not. I don't think you're ready at that point.
I mean, everyone's different, but I think, you know, I think Ben will be fine. But I get what you're saying. Like, for me, I didn't really know myself until I was about 28, 29. You know, until I think I was really kind of comfortable with like who I was, what I wanted, you know, things like that. But Ben is pretty mature for his age, and
yeah.
And I told him, like, listen, just go for it. Don't worry about the fact that it's a TV show. Don't be safe. Like, I wouldn't be safe, and if you want my advice. I don't know if you do. Like, just...
Well, honestly, it worked for Caitlin because she's one of the most popular ones, popular bachelorettes there's been.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I know I always respected Caitlin for that. She's... And that's the attraction I have with Caitlin, is that she's unapologetically herself, you know?
You know, my one problem with Caitlin was because I wanted her to be the... She was my favorite in Chris Soules. Mm-hmm. She was my favorite. And so I wanted her to be the bachelorette. And then the thing that... like kind of turned me off was that she kept you a secret. And I don't like that she was so concerned when you guys had sex and she was just so about keeping it a secret. At that point, I feel like own your shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, no, I appreciate that. I think at the time, you know, I get what you're saying. It's a tough position she's in.
Of course,
you
know? I couldn't imagine.
And I think as much as I, you know, when I did it, like I didn't worry about the fact this was going to be aired on TV and, you know, being a fan favorite. And I think Caitlin is similar to that, where she's going to be herself. But I think as the lead, it's hard not to think about that, right? And it's hard to think about what were people going to say. And, you know, unfortunately, like a lot of people said some pretty nasty things about her when she, you know, when it did come out, you know, and I think,
I know, but,
yeah, I mean, it's a tough position, but I get what you're saying. Like, I think maybe she wasn't, you know, it's a tough position.
Well, I also didn't like the fact that she let you propose.
It wasn't my favorite approach.
It actually like was really, and like I told you earlier, when I was talking to you before we started recording, that my friend had never seen the show, and then she watched just the last episode and she was like, I need to find Nick and hug him, like this just broke my heart. I'm like, this just broke my heart. I didn't even know how I felt about him, like
I'm now okay.
I'm just like, oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my favorite part of it all.
And you have no anger towards that.
I mean, you just move on, right? Like, I'm not a listen, I don't think, and I think Caitlin, maybe I haven't really spoken with her, but I would assume that she would, looking back in hindsight, was probably not the best approach. I hope that she owns it, right? In the sense that, you know, I always say this, like, you know, people have a lot of questions, you know, about like production, and they ask me about things like edits and things like that. And listen, like, there's all these things, but at the end of the day, like, we as cast members, We make our own decisions.
You make your own decisions.
And,
absolutely.
You know, certainly people, there might be suggestions at times. There might be ideas thrown at you. But at the end of the day, you make your own decisions.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing how that works, being it for two seasons, like no one had a gun to her head. And so whether, like, she could have done whatever she wanted, and me getting out of the limo, like, you know, I think the frustration I had was just the whole letting me go through the whole thing, right?
Has she explained it to you since then?
I haven't really spoken with her. Yeah,
no. So you didn't get an explanation as to why
but
she
at the
let
same
you.
Time, like, I didn't think, you know, sometimes explanations after, like, what is someone going to say, right? Like, it wasn't the best way to do it, you know?
I mean, that's just saying it lightly. Sorry I fucking embarrassed you and made you go through that whole production of picking out a ring and writing a speech and proposing.
Yeah, it sucked. But, like, you know, I certainly felt embarrassed at the time, but looking back, I'm really not. Like, I poured my heart out, and I just kind of, like,
you actually shouldn't be embarrassed because that was your proud, I feel like, your best moment. Because it was so endearing and so real that everyone was just like, how can you, like, not like Nick after that?
Well, thanks.
But I would be furious.
I was very frustrated for a very long time with how things were handled. But at the same time, it doesn't make her a bad person.
I'm not saying she's a bad person.
Yeah, like, it wasn't the best approach. And I hope that if she could have done it again, she would have done it differently. But
I thought she was going to pick you the whole time.
So did I.
But
it all
honestly,
works out,
like,
right?
Really, like, weird. It's like, I liked Sean the first two episodes, and then he started getting all whiny and weird and like, what? I didn't understand anything. And he was just so possessive and just obsessed with himself a little bit. And I didn't.
No comment.
You don't have to comment. But like in like the scene where you guys like had to like stand outside and like talk, like that was the weirdest, most uncomfortable thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it made for good TV, I guess.
It did make for good TV.
Yeah, no, I wish, you know, I wish him the best. And, you know, it's, you know, we probably won't be grabbing a beer.
See, you sound so normal. It's like you have no, like, residual, like, there's no, like, hard feelings. There's no,
I just, like, what's the...
Are you dating someone right now? Is that why you're over it?
No. You don't have to, like, certainly getting, like, dating someone.
Dating someone is, like, the key to getting over someone.
It can be. It doesn't have to be.
But it is, like, the best.
It's the easiest.
You have to, yes.
It's the easiest. It's kind of a cop-out.
It is a cop-out, but I'm okay with
really,
it.
You are, but sometimes you find that you really aren't over it, and, like, there's this overlap. It's not always the healthiest, maybe.
No, it's not the healthiest, but, you know, in order to not, like, day, like, commit suicide.
You just deal with it, right? Like, you know, as Caitlin as I was and as confident in the relationship as I was, you know, I had only had basically from the time we started talking before I met her to the end was like 3 months. Mm-hmm. She was only 3 months of my life. And so, like,
that's true. I forget,
you know,
that.
I think, you know, what do they sometimes, like, expert dating experts will say? It's like if you date someone for like a year, maybe it might take up to 6 months to get over them.
Well, I freaking hope not.
I'm just saying they're like they've said like half the time. Like, granted, if you date someone for 20 years, like, I hope you don't have like a decade of time.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
But listen, she was only 3 months of my life, and so I think, you know, first few weeks were really hard, and like it probably took about a month, and you just accept it. Like she picked someone who was very different than, like, you know, Sarah and I have some similarities.
You guys were the opposite. From what I saw on television,
the biggest difference between, you know, Sean and I is like we express ourselves and handle our emotions and handle stressful situations very differently. What I think is the biggest difference.
He's one of those guys that like takes the mic pack off and is like, I'm done with this. I can't do it. That's what I gather. And you don't have to say yes or no. Blink twice if it. I'm kidding.
yeah, and so, you know, she chose Sean, and, you know, I wished her the best, and, you know, like, that's who she wanted to be with, which says a lot about the relationship we had, you know, and I think...
It was a different type of relationship.
And I think when I was younger, you know, you in a relationship didn't work out, you're like, but we should be together. And you kind of fight it, right? You kind of think of all the reasons that you thought were great or, like, why you had so much fun, as opposed to being like... Okay, like, I really like you right now, and right now I might not get it, but, like, you obviously made your decision, so maybe I should start focusing on the things that, like, in you that didn't work out or weren't right. And
yeah.
So, and, like, listen, she picked him. And so, like, for me, a lot of things changed, like, because, you know, you talked about, like, well, it doesn't make her anything. She's still a great person, but how she handled the things towards the end, I think, played a big role in how I was able to get over things. If that makes sense.
No, that doesn't.
How? Like,
because she was so harsh?
Well, like, listen, I think, you know, we had this relationship, right? And, you know, things were said and things were done. I had some, you know, confidence as a result. And, you know, the way she, you know, I think the way she allowed things to play out allowed me, it made it easier for me to get over.
Okay.
You know, it's just like, it doesn't make her a bad person at all. It's just more like, I think, you know, I would have, I thought from what I knew, she would have handled things much differently.
Okay.
And so I
understand
what
you're saying.
I think that allowed me to accept the fact that maybe I didn't know her as well as I thought I did.
That's what I'm gathering from what you're saying right now. But yes, exactly.
Is this diplomatic enough?
Yes. I, you know what? It's okay. Be as diplomatic as you need to be.
But it's all true, right? Like, it's, you know, you think you... And instead of, like, getting
basically,
all pissed off,
okay, like,
it,
in layman's terms, like, you thought you knew this chick, and then all of a sudden she's like, yeah, propose to me and all that, but nope, and just, like...
Listen, I still feel like I knew Caitlin really well, but, like, again, that was a big...
Well, 3 to 4 months, I mean, isn't that...
Sure, like, there's...
That's, like, the honeymoon that is...
Totally, but I think...
The first 3-4 months
that approach was a very different way that I thought might be handled. And I think you gotta, that's a big deal. I think sometimes you can gather a lot of information about someone by some very distinct, subtle things that they do or say.
And that's what made you be able to get over it.
Just accept it that maybe she made the right choice,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then kind of just accept it and move forward. As opposed to like constantly asking yourself, but why? but we had this and we had that. And it was great. Like, as, instead of thinking about that, I thought about the other things.
Yes, which is very smart. Most of us should learn to do that when we go through breakups.
I didn't. It took me a while. Yeah. I had to get dumped twice.
Well, how old are you again? 32?
I'm 34.
Okay, so I still have like 7 years on me to get to that point to be normal.
Like, I wasn't until I was like 28, 29. Right?
Okay.
And you just kind of like, you just, it's like, you know. I remember like when I had little breakups were very different when I was in my early 20s.
Okay, well, how was your breakup with Andy?
Both the same. I mean,
really?
It might have looked slightly different, but.
Would you have, can I ask you, Andy or Caitlin?
They're very different. Andy or Caitlin, what? I think things in both situations played out the way they should.
That is so such a boring answer. Like, Andy or Caitlin, okay, you're on a deserted island and you have to have one of them with you.
Like,
for
are
the
we
rest
playing
of,
fuck, murder, kill?
For the rest, if there was another one, we would. Another girl I could throw in there, we would. If a deserted island, two, you can only choose two, and you have to literally start the human race all over again. And be with that person for the rest of your life. Which would you? I'm forcing you. So it's not like you're talking about these people like you still have feelings for them. It's very clear that you don't have feelings for either of them. Who would you choose?
I mean, Caitlin's a lot of fun. She's got a spark to her, and so that's very entertaining.
So Caitlin's your answer.
I don't know. Andy can be a lot of fun.
Is she resourceful?
Resourceful?
Like good at finding coconuts?
Andy's savvy.
She's savvy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smart.
So we got two different types of girls. I guess it just depends
on...
There's
like a no upside for me to answer this question.
I know. So you're just going to have to give compliments to both of them.
Yeah, they're both amazing. I'd be lucky to have either of them, blah, 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 but I don't want
to. Hey, okay. Every single guy brought up when you came in to Bachelorette number two that you had just seen Andy.
Yeah, I had. She was in Chicago.
How was that?
It was fine.
Are you guys just pals?
No, buds? Like, she was in Chicago. She was visiting a mutual friend, and I hadn't seen her since the big AFR, which didn't necessarily go over well for either of us.
No. Which, can I ask you? I'll ask you about that in a little while.
And so, just so you know, we got like 20 minutes.
That's fine.
Okay. We could probably riff for like a couple hours.
It's okay.
So yeah, it was one of those like, hey, let's just, you know, meet up, bury the hatchet, so to speak, and we had a good conversation, and you know, he left as friends.
Diplomatic again. Cool. All right, so then let's talk about the after the rose. Why the hell did you out her? Were you just like so pissed?
I don't see it as like, all right, so my thought, like, I just have very different viewpoints on sex, I guess. Like, it's a total double standard in terms of like,
cause like
I'm all for like feminism and all that.
I'm
like,
going to be honest with you. I've made a joke about this on my podcast because one of my ex-boyfriends tried to sell, a tape of me, but just me, to TMZ. And so I was like, it's like the low, like what Nick did was like the lowest like form of
why is people having sex? Like you were just saying how like you wish had Caitlin been more open about it. Like we had sex, big deal.
Because the girl's supposed to be it's our right to say it. It's our right to say it because we're the ones that get.
But that's a double standard with feminism, though. Like you,
there will always be double standards.
But isn't feminism like the idea that like women should, and I agree, should like she. There should be
own
no like
their,
no there no there should be no silos between like men and women should be treated as equals.
That, yes.
Yes. And so you can't have it both ways. It's like, oh, we're equals, except that we have this, like, when we're ready.
I mean,
or
honestly, are we ever really going to be equals?
I'm just
it's
saying.
It's like when a boat sinks, I get to go first.
No, that's fine. You know what I mean? I'm all down for that, right?
It's but like we're never actually
like, I just
be
don't
equals.
Think sex is taboo. Like, it's sex. Like, let's not all freak out. And so, like, listen, I will
but
totally
maybe
agree. It wasn't
Josh
the best
platform.
It wasn't the best platform. But well, I hope that he did.
But he might not have.
I don't know. Like, that also wasn't my problem.
That's true. That isn't your problem. Yes.
Listen, I will agree it wasn't the best platform, and had I like I'm sure like I looking back, probably not the best move. But like I wasn't like I don't think I was shaming her. I don't think she has anything to be ashamed of.
No, she doesn't have anything to be ashamed
yeah,
of.
Like, hey, like
it's just
what I admitted what like most people assumed.
Yes.
You know, like, oh my God.
And then with Caitlyn's after the rose, you just like took it down like a few notches and you're like, well then why did you say you loved me?
How is this bad? Like, is that
that was fine. I actually thought that was fine. Like, yeah, why the fuck did you just say why did you say that? That's okay. But it was just funny because it was kind of just
I just don't think sex is taboo. I agree. Like, and in a sense, I agree. Like, there's really no difference. But like, people freaked out over one. And if it was the other way around, mm-hmm. if like I was the bachelor and Andy was like the contestant and she asked the same question, like you girls would all be high-fiving her. And
yeah.
being like, this is amazing. You owned your shit. Good for you. You
totally.
Strong, empowered woman.
Absolutely.
Blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely.
It's just like, whatever.
You're right.
I just, listen, not the best platform, only because like my regret for doing it is because she got a lot of unfair flack and she didn't deserve it. Like, and it made her life more difficult. And for that, I regretted doing it.
Okay. Do you think you could have proposed to Caitlyn knowing that she, or Andy, knowing that she had sex with another dude like the day before? That's where the like only, my the, whole the issue only, with The Bachelor
listen, the only
is.
Thing is like, listen, I, you know, in that process, all you can do is trust. That's all you can do. Like, and here's the
but
thing.
But you know that everyone's doing it in the
I
fantasy
don't, you
suite.
You don't know. And like, I had this very same conversation with Andy and Caitlyn. I was like, listen, you be you. I'm not judging you. Do whatever you need to do. But if, and both, at the time, both girls were pretty adamant about their desire that this process would end in an engagement, right?
Yes.
And so I was like, my general like message to both of them was, do what you need to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do because I'm never going to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
But if you're really serious about getting engaged to anyone, I would hope that the physical aspect that we did would be unique to just us.
Yes, but you would never actually really like know the truth before you proposed.
You didn't, but you're going to have to take the leap of faith. And like, again, neither of them ended up picking me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
But,
I don't know.
But they both had sex with you, so.
I'm done talking.
So there's that.
But yeah, so I would certainly prefer, I in both situations hoped and trusted that that didn't happen or that wouldn't have happened. I never got to the point where I had to have that awkward and difficult conversation. But yeah, like, and again, at the end of the day, like going back to like, we all have to be accountable, like whatever production hopes or wants to happen in the fantasy suite, like no one makes you do anything you don't
of
want
course.
To do, right?
Yeah,
and so
of course.
If anyone's sleeping with one person or multiple people or whatever, like how you spend those nights is entirely up to you. And so I was just hoping that, you know.
So I won't ask this because I know you won't be able to answer this actually. So never mind. So then I'm going to ask, how's the time?
We got like 15.
15 minutes. Okay, so then because I know that I can't ask you this because it'll be like an ABC related thing, what do you think is something that like based on what's been shown of you, viewers would be surprised to see, would be surprised to know?
How can I like be difficult and have like, you've met me, you've known me for an hour.
Yeah.
And then you watched me for two seasons.
Yeah.
What would be your initial thoughts on...
You're so likable.
Okay, well, thanks.
But like on the season one, they make it look like you have no friends. Like you're totally not likable. You know, just kind of like you alienate yourself and you're like broody. And you weren't broody in this one. But like,
I mean, it's an environment that's not conducive to,
well, no shit. I couldn't do
like
it.
Either you're going to go for it or like, it's like either you can prior, like you can't really like the girl or the guy and give it your all. And then,
and make friends at the same time.
And focus on making friends. Like I've made friends in both seasons and I went for it both times. Right. Like I'm friends with a ton of the guys. I mean, I was hanging out with Jared last night. I had
what
breakfast
is
with
all you? It's like this, like this, like Bachelor Nation, like crew. It's like being a member of Soho House, except
no,
you're a member
agree,
of a Bachelor.
Like,
it's like this Bachelor club.
There's a lot of great people. I'm friends with all of them, but I will agree. I feel fortunate, and maybe it's because I'm older, right? I'm you know, I have friends. Like, and when I came to this, I have great friends, a lot of friends that aren't in Bachelor World.
Of course.
And while I keep in touch with a lot of the people from the Bachelor World, like, they will never replace the friends
those
I had
friends
before
that. You had before, of course.
You know, I can't speak for everyone in Bachelor World, but I think sometimes I do get frustrated. Not frustrated, because I guess I don't really care. But I think it's disappointing to see that sometimes that isn't always the case, because you can kind of get wrapped up in Bachelor World sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've witnessed it a little bit.
You kind of forget maybe where you came from.
Yeah. And everyone thinks that they're like freaking Julia Roberts and Tom Cruise. And it's like, everyone calm the fuck down.
But yeah, I mean, so I have a lot of great friends. Like JJ, the Pantspreneur, is one of my closest friends. JJ, I love the JJs. JJs, I just have a thing for
Why do you
JJ.
Say JJ's plural? Is there another JJ?
JJ from last season, the Pantspreneur.
God,
tall.
If I saw faces, like when I see faces,
listen, there's
I
like,
know. You know,
that's like 50 people you have to remember.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Markel, one of my favorite human beings.
From this season.
From last season.
Yeah. Okay.
First season.
Do you watch Bachelor in Paradise?
I do. I think it's amazing.
It's fascinating.
It's the best ever.
It's good because the girls are so obsessed.
It's good because, it's good because they're more genuine. They're more honest. They're more themselves. There's less of the unwritten rules. Like when you go into Bachelor or Bachelorette, you're aware of like, oh, I have to act this way in a group date. I have to act that way and blah, blah, blah. They've never done it before. So they play it safe and they're like, they don't. And now they know production. Now they've done it. They're seasoned veterans and there's none of these group dates and they're like, they're more themselves. And for better or like,
for better or worse,
JJ comes out looking like a hero. And like, listen, Joe's a nice guy.
Is Joe really a nice guy?
Like Joe has sides, you know. I mean, I think
Joe freaks me out.
Listen, I think Joe's.
Listen, I try
Joe's
not
a
to
good
judge
human being, right? Like he's not a bad person at all. He's funny. Like I don't talk to him a ton. I consider him a friend. I hope he feels the same way about me. We've kept in touch.
Yeah.
But you know, like you saw Joe, right? And you also saw JJ, right? Joe didn't kill anyone, right?
Yeah.
Joe did some shit that was kind of villainous and fucked up a little bit.
It was just so sad because of Julia.
Yeah,
I wish it would have been somebody else.
I think we have to. Yeah, I mean, I think we'll pull people glorified a little bit, like this.
Of course.
Julia's husband passed away. That's really unfortunate. She has a daughter. That's a great thing. But like, listen, like she has a charmed life. I'm sure. Like you know, she's.
Yeah.
I met her last week. She's quite attractive.
But what I don't understand is why these girls keep like crying as if they've been dating for months and months and months.
No, I mean, I agree. That's my favorite part about Ashley. I like zero perspective in life at all.
It's
amazing.
I talked about it on my last podcast, how I met her.
It's like the worst day ever or like, the best day ever or everything is bae with Ashley.
I don't understand it. And I was like really hoping that she would be like a little more normal, like in person. Cause when I when I did the podcast with JJ, we all went to a comedy show after and he like brought along some of the Bachelor in Paradise people because they all hang. And Ashley, I sat next to me and she was just not like, she didn't even ask me my name. And I'm like literally trying to like act like an adult, you know, make conversation. Like, so like, you know, like where are you staying? Like, would you have for dinner tonight? I don't know. Like, you know, do you like, is your mom and dad alive? Like, I don't know what questions to, like, I tried everything. Pretty sure she didn't even ask me my name. And I'm just hoping that she was just having a bad day, which is probably every day because I mean,
Ashley's just Ashley.
Yeah.
But she's like weirdly like self-aware of how like delusional she is.
Which would make me.
But she knows she's ridiculous.
Which would make me think that I would really like her.
No, I mean, she's obviously.
I love
she's
self-aware people.
She's very self-aware. She's also like has no perspective. Like, right. She just.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand like that. There's tomorrow.
Yes.
Right.
Or life in general.
Yeah, and like. Being out of milk doesn't make it the worst day ever.
You're okay.
You know, you're fine.
Things are going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And, she, you know, like Disney isn't everything.
That's the best. Just call me Jasmine. I'm Princess Jasmine. I feel bad for making fun of her, actually, just because
she owns it, though. And so, like, listen, I don't,
she could probably be like the nicest girl in the world, and so I feel bad for her.
I don't like take it as making fun of her, but like she's clearly aware of how ridiculous it is, and she still does it. Like, I don't think we should feel like, I don't think we should think we're making fun of her, because I think she's fine with it. I think she likes it. She plays into it.
That's true.
You know, I don't think we should. I don't think we should feel sorry for her. She's doing just fine.
Oh, Ashley, I. All right. Well, I got to ask you something because everyone on Twitter is wondering if you're going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know.
Like, would you want to be on Dancing? Have you been asked to be on Dancing with the Stars? If you were asked to be on Dancing with the Stars, what would you say? Would you want to do it?
Oh, who wouldn't want to do it?
Well, no shit. Okay.
Yeah, right? I mean,
like, tip-top shape.
I mean, I'm a hoot at a wedding. That doesn't mean I can dance, but I like to have fun.
So you're a bad dancer? But you're enthusiastic. Yes.
But no, I like, you know, it's fun. I like to have fun. And I'm not like, I think I've shown that I'm not afraid to just give it my all and go for it. Not really worried about.
Are you okay with the spray tans that you're about that? Like if you were to go on
Dancing.
You
get spray tanned?
When you go on Dancing with the Stars, I think half the job is getting spray tanned every day.
I mean, if that's what you need to do.
The makeup. Oh, yeah. We're going to turn you into a Miami drug lord if you go on Dancing with the Stars.
But I think, like, for the first time, like, I never really took my shirt off on The Bachelorette.
You didn't?
I mean, like, once or twice. I mean, I didn't, like, not wear my clothes like some people.
Wait, who? I don't even remember. Oh, Sean. I can't even remember anymore. It's like, once you get on Bachelor in Paradise, it's then, like, then you
it's
just,
over.
Like, start forgetting,
yeah.
Like, the last and, like, all of that stuff.
So no, like I guess the dancers take their. I mean, yeah, they.
I think sometimes they have to.
So I might have to show. Like, I might showcase.
You might have to, but you've already been stripping around the country, so you should be fine with that.
Yeah, I think I've been. It's a big training, really. At the end of the day.
Yeah. So like, if you do the show, like, well, I don't know if you've even been offered to do the show. It's just people keep tweeting me this right now, so I feel like I need to ask. But if you do get asked and you say yes, will you give me front row seats?
I will try.
What the fuck kind of answer is that?
I will do whatever I can.
Okay.
But I can't promise you something that I don't know the answer to.
I love Dancing with the Stars.
I think it's great.
It's so much fun.
I think it could be fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope they ask you.
Thanks.
Okay, guys, you know, over the last few weeks, I've been stressing the importance of male undergarments, underwear, you know, that whole situation. Because I'm telling you, I've been listening to my single friends talking about how they're swiping to the right on Tinder and shit. And then the next thing they know, they're hooking up with a dude and he has like old, holy, like gross, looks like it's crusty underwear. No, that is an immediate no. So that is why over the last few weeks, this Mack Weldon competition that I've been doing is so important. Girls know, like, when you see a guy have like sexy underwear, like chic, you know, like some 50 Shades of Grey, you probably like, you are like James Bond kind of shit underwear. Like, it's just a big turn on. And so for the last couple of weeks, I've been having you guys tweet me why your men, your boyfriends or husbands or fiancés or dads or what have you, why they need new underwear. And Mack Weldon is giving away, I'm looking at it right here, it's actually really nice pair of underwear, really cute, like blue navy striped socks and a crisp white undershirt. We are giving that away. And we have finally, I've chosen the winner. And it took me a really long time because I was favoriting all of these tweets because everybody was so funny. And I really appreciated, everybody sending me, half naked photos of their men. But I have chosen, and that is Kelsey Hansen at Kelsey_E_Hansen on Twitter, because she says, at Stassi Schroeder, my fiance def needs help from Mack Weldon. He steals his dad's underwear instead of buying new ones. Hashtag what the F. Hashtag not cute. What? Can we take a moment of silence for this dude? There is a dude out there who's stealing his dad's underwear because he's too lazy to go to the store. You guys, step up the game. Kelsey, your fiance is in luck because he's getting a gift set from Mack Weldon. And yeah, I hope we get to do this competition again because it was just like super entertaining. And don't forget, you guys, if you go to Mack, just go to the Mack Weldon website because it's a really nice, if I were to make a men's underwear website, that's what I would want it to look like. And if you use my promo code STASSI, STASSI, you get 20% off the entire order. That's a lot of money to get off. So just go in, buy your men some undies because it's like, Jesus, like some guys need to get it together. Damn it.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Because I feel like I've been dominating the conversation all about your bachelor-ness.
I don't know. What else? I mean, I got like, you know, 5 minutes.
But that's not really a lot of time. So you're getting picked up to go to the VMAs.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
No, I have never been.
Really?
No, I never been to the VMAs.
So much cooler than you right now.
You are so much cooler than me.
No, I feel cooler. I'm not because I feel like, you know, you're very LA and I'm not. Do you have a spray tan?
Yeah.
You live in LA. Why would you get a spray tan?
Because I don't want cancer.
Like, you don't have everything in moderation, Stassi.
Well, no. Like, I lay out sometimes, but meaning I can't get this dark naturally. Okay. That's the point. You know what I mean?
I mean, it looks nice.
Thanks.
How often do you have to do that?
Every 2 weeks or something.
How does that, like, do you just, how does that work?
You know what? I used to do like the Mystic where like, you know, you go in and like do it, but now I like a box and it does it for you. But now I like when a girl does it for me, she can just like, you know, sculpt your boobs, sculpt like everything. And it just like looks good.
I'm just like going guy mind right now. When you think of that,
of like a girl spray tanning, yeah, another
that's
girl.
Like, that's well, you know, I've been stripping and like doing
stripping,
soft.
Stripping is just
you
like
know,
all
so now it's in my head.
All of that yeah. stuff that's going on. So yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you thinking about moving to LA?
I don't know. You know, we'll see.
Well, I will judge you if you do spray tan without being forced. Like on Dan,
I will never do a spray tan. I'm 34 years old. I have never done a spray tan.
I really do judge dudes that like manicure themselves.
That would not be me.
Okay. Ladies.
I'm leaving for the VMAs and 12 minutes and I have yet to get ready if that.
Okay. So let's get
oh,
get
on our way 10 minutes late.
Cool.
Oh, perfect. I have some extra time.
Okay. Awesome. So what are we talking about? Spray tans?
Cause
it's just so interesting.
Let's talk about dating stuff. Like girls like knowing about guys.
Do you have any questions for me that I can answer for you?
Questions
meaning,
for
like,
you?
As a girl that like, do you need to know anything about girls?
No, I think I'm okay. Oh. I'm not saying I know it all.
So I should ask you some questions.
No, I don't know. Like, I think it's fun to talk about like, I don't know, like maybe girls aren't interested in like how my viewpoint. Let's read Twitter. When is he going to start living a normal life and get a job? Stop stalking bachelor shows and people. This is from Gina.
Don't you hate Gina? Gina, calm down.
Yeah. Slow your roll, Gina.
Gina, just like, calm down.
Gina sounds angry at me.
Don't they all?
I don't know. What normal life? I mean, what is it?
What is a normal life? Yeah. Do you know what? I moved to LA.
I have a job.
And I'm
thankful for it.
Well, that's yeah. good. And you get time off all the
stop
time.
Stop stalking bachelor shows and people. I don't even know. I don't even know what that means.
Listen, he just really liked Caitlyn.
I did.
So if you would have found out, so it really was just because of Caitlyn.
Yeah.
That you went on him.
100%.
Thank God it was Caitlyn.
I've never had any interaction with Britt whatsoever. And while I've heard she's quite stunning, you know, she's just from what I, you know, I don't think her and I would mesh.
Well, I've looked at her Instagram and it's a little weird. I mean, they're a little like, I think she's a little bit of a hippie. Nothing wrong with that. I don't know. Are you getting any more hate tweets?
I think she is a little bit of a hippie. No, most of them are right. Well, there was one before I thought was hysterical. Actually, I thought I can't expose it. Does he have...
Someone asked if you had a stylist.
I do not have a stylist.
Because you always wear tight pants on the show.
I just have an affinity for...
You just like tight pants.
I like pants that fit me.
That fit you tightly, though.
Well, what's tightly? I mean, listen, like, I think you should wear pants where you don't need a belt.
Oh, okay. So you don't like belts.
I don't have a problem with belts. I wear belts as an accessory to, like, kind of polish and finish off the outfit. I don't wear belts to, like, make my pants stay up.
Oh, totally agree with that. Are you wearing a belt tonight?
I am.
Yeah, because it's you have to. It's just...
Because it completes it. Now, I didn't wear a belt on the suit I wore at AFR because it was a custom suit. And, like, if you have a really good suit that fits you, you shouldn't wear a belt.
Oh, okay. Listen, I'm learning about men's fashion.
That's what the English would say, at least.
The English would say?
Yeah.
Did you learn that while you were away?
No, I just met, you know, talked to some, you know, snobby English people.
Oh.
But they know how to dress. Like, people from London, the guys from London, they know how to dress.
Really?
They not?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't been around many of them recently.
Oh, okay. I mean...
Maybe I should switch crews. Switch groups of friends.
Oh, there was one that I thought was hysterical. Oh, here we go. Stassi. I just can't wait to hear if the icky vibe isn't only through TV. Sorry, not sorry, wink face.
The icky vibe is only on TV.
Did I? So I gave an icky vibe?
You did.
Where? Like the first season?
I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It was just like an icky vibe. Like, I'm telling you, like, it was like a non-trustworthy vibe. And I felt it a lot this past season, too.
Because I showed up late?
That's probably part of it.
I do smirk.
Maybe it's you smirk.
Like, hey.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. There's just something that, like, for some reason, I'm like, I don't know if I trust him, but I feel like she's going to pick him. And so it was just like a mind fuck.
Okay. Well, I love how she put a wink face in. It's like, hey.
She's like, I'm not trying to be that mean.
But like,
so
wink,
like,
wink.
Everything will be okay.
Is Nick still in contact? Friends with Caitlin. We do not have any type of ongoing relationship.
So have you, like, formed any, like, relationship contact kind of thing with any other girls from Bachelor Nation now? Like, would you do that again? Would you reach out on Twitter again?
Like, I mean, I'm not one of those people who says I'll always or never. Like, listen, I just live my life and kind of go about it, right? Like, I didn't.
Yeah, just go to the VMAs.
I think whatever. I mean, Jacqueline Schwartz is a very good friend of mine. She lives in Chicago. She was on it a few seasons ago. Charlene from On Pablo season.
But I mean, would you reach out? Like, would you do what you did with Caitlin?
If there was someone that I was interested in getting to know, sure.
So you legitimately saw her on Chris's season?
No, actually, that's not true. So I didn't. When I reached out to Caitlin, because I was curious about Kelsey, and not in a like dating sorts of way. The one who had the beautiful story about the dead husband. Kind of creepy.
Oh my god.
And so I reached out to Caitlin because my question was, is this for real?
Was that for real? Can you tell me?
I've heard from multiple people that it was very for real. And like, the vibe is real.
Like, the psychoness is real, is the story.
Yeah, like, I don't think she's crazy, but like, I think those
might be.
I think there's some red flags that are going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so did I reach out to Caitlin because of all the people I was kind of curious about her? Did I expect it to like evolve into what it did? No. And then, you know, I reached out to her on Twitter. She gave me her number. We started texting and it was very kind of back and forth. And so, and then it was very much friends at first and then it kind of escalated to the point that I think it surprised both of us.
You know what the Bachelor Nation is like? It's like working at a restaurant. It's like so incestuous. You all date each other.
Which is funny because, you know, being the guy who went back on twice and all those things, like, I was aware of that and I didn't want to be that guy. And
I mean,
well, listen, I liked Caitlin, but I haven't I've become friends with a few of the girls, but I haven't hooked up or done anything with any other girl from Bachelor Nation. And not that it's a bad thing, but I certainly don't, the world's a big, big ocean. I'd rather fish in that than a small pond.
I agree. But you know what? Dating in LA and in Chicago and in New York is rough.
You know, it can be. I mean, I think you just got to like trust your gut and your instinct and, you know.
So you go out a lot.
I mean, I'm single, so I hang out with my friends. Like, I don't.
Like, would you go to a bar, a club, or a lounge?
I go to all three. I like going tall. I don't like to pigeonhole myself.
So you like buy tables and pop bottles?
I don't. I've never bought a table in my life. I've been at plenty.
Good for you.
But I've never bought one.
Because I honestly would have just pressed stop right now if you would have told me you bought a table.
No, I don't.
I feel like it's the biggest waste of money.
It's not my thing, but I've sat at plenty.
We've all sat at a table that's been paid for.
Hey, let's go get a bottle tonight is not my style. But
I like
going where my friends are going, and I like sometimes the atmosphere at a club because it's I do like to dance, and sometimes you can have some fun. And I like going to a hole in the wall bar, and I like going to lounges. It just depends. Mm-hmm. I don't like to pigeonhole myself.
I see. I just like to drink.
Yeah.
Wherever that is,
like whatever's most conducive to like.
Getting
as much alcohol in the shortest period of time.
To that, like I already went to brunch and had like a few cocktails before I came here. So
I'm mildly disappointed this wasn't a drinking.
Well, I told you that I drink during my podcast. That's just you didn't seem enthusiastic about it. So I didn't want to.
I'm not being a good host right now, I suppose. Well,
I'm the
hook. Yeah.
It's like a weird dynamic, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe, yeah. It's okay next time.
Next time.
Hopefully you'll either be on the next Bachelorette 3.
I will not. I think my time on the Bachelorette franchise, albeit, you know, great experiences and great people, it's...
I don't know. What if, like, your dream girlfriend... What if your dream girl comes out? I don't know your type. What if Kate Upton's, like, walking out there?
I love Bachelor in Paradise too much as a fan to ever be on it.
I'm not talking Bachelor in Paradise. Please don't do that. I'm saying Bachelorette.
I assure you it will never happen.
Okay, well, then I hope that you are on Dancing with the Stars. I hope you get asked. And therefore, then... we can have another something new to talk about.
More layers of Nick.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I've enjoyed having you on here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So why don't we give your Instagram and Twitter a shout out?
Instagram's just my name, Nick Vile.
If it's still so hard to say, Vile. Nick.
Vile.
Nick Vill. No number after it?
No number.
And your Twitter is?
Is... my Latin, like, it's terrible. It's Vial Nicholas 28. It's so hard.
Yeah, no one is ever going to remember that.
I got made fun of.
Why don't you change it?
I'm working on it.
It, like, takes 2 seconds.
I don't...
like, what's your problem?
I just don't do well with social media stuff. I basically have people teaching me how to do it.
Okay. Don't be afraid to ask me for some tips.
I won't.
All right, girls. He's single. Ready to mingle. And he goes everywhere. So, clubs, lounges, bars.
Way to spin that.
So, like, you know, like, nothing's off limits right now. Just don't be a little... if you are a fangirl, pretend to not be.
Yeah.
And then let your inner fangirl out 6 months later. Okay, thank you so much for being here.
All right, thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.